AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black female on the Supreme Court. She succeeds the retiring Stephen Breyer, who administered the judicial oath.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Without respect to persons.
Without respect to persons.
And do equal right.
And do equal right.
To the poor and to the rich.
To the poor and to the rich.
Meantime, the Supreme Court limited how the Clean Air Act can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. California Governor Gavin Newsom calls it
incomprehensible.
President Biden is blasting the Supreme Court decision to end the constitutional right to an abortion.
The president says the high court made a mistake in essentially challenging privacy rights.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States.
And says he backs changing Senate filibuster rules to let a bill extending abortion protection pass by a simple majority instead of 60 votes. Still, as he ended a NATO summit in Spain, the president said the ruling does not affect the nation's global standing.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been.
Taking credit for modernizing NATO to adapt to new threats from China and Russia. He announced more aid for Ukraine while saying the alliance will stick with Kyiv as long as it takes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. official tells the AP migrants were inside a tractor trailer when it cleared an inland border patrol checkpoint, later ending up in San Antonio, Texas. 53 people died. His former attorney says Sonny Barger, the leather-clad figurehead of the notorious Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club, has died of liver cancer. He was 83. In college sports, a source tells the AP UCLA and Southern California are planning to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten Conference. This is AP News. Russian forces are leaving Snake Island in Ukraine.
Russia's pullback from a Black Sea location where they faced relentless Ukrainian army attacks, but is keeping up the push to encircle the last bulwark of Ukraine's resistance in the eastern province of Luhansk. While in central Ukraine, funerals are being held for some of the 18 people confirmed killed by Monday's Russian missile strike on a busy shopping mall in Kremenchuk. Crews continue to search through the rubble for another 20 people who remain missing. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
Yellowstone National Park is reopening its flood-damaged North Loop Saturday in time for the 4th of July holiday weekend. 3 weeks ago, massive flooding forced thousands out of the park as water, rocks, and mud washed out bridges and roads. The north and northeast entrance gates at Yellowstone remain closed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.